and dear friends, this is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. We're quickly moving toward the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, one of the highest, holiest of holy days among the Christian faith. And we are so excited about what that means to us individually and collectively today. If you're a Christian today, this is a day that is far greater than dressing up and looking for Easter eggs. This is the very centerpiece of the faith. Amen. And so we're just so glad today to be able to bring you a message that is appropriate to this holy day that is just going to be here in a very, very short time. As we move forward to the celebration of Easter Resurrection Sunday, we want to be able to do some teaching in those areas about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and what it means to us. And if you're not a Christian, would you please stay tuned today. If you want to know what all the hoopla is about, if you want to know why all the celebration, if you want to know why that this day stands out and is so vital to our faith, then we want to share this message with you today. Amen. We pray that you will be informed, and that you will be intrigued by what you hear from the Word of God concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But more importantly, we pray that you will see the great opportunity that you have to come to know Christ as your Savior. Praise God. Amen. This faith is so powerful, so wonderful. We're not just going to teach words from a page in our own ability to disseminate some knowledge today. We believe the Holy Spirit is here and that He's going to take this truth and make it real in hearts. So we thank you in Madison to be part of your devotional day and week. And as we move toward Easter, we pray that this broadcast will add to your enjoyment and appreciation of Easter Sunday when it gets here. And to you listening by computer anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world that have discovered this radio station here, WMAF, and this broadcast along with other fine programming here, we're glad to welcome you once again to Let's Talk About Jesus. Amen. So with no further ado, let's talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to talk today about the result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Victory guaranteed. I want to say that again. The result of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you put your trust in Him, if you are a Christian today, victory is guaranteed. Because of the resurrection. There are many things that we glean from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to talk about a few of them today that are absolutely guaranteed because of not only what He did at the cross, but what it meant when He was raised from the dead. Praise God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, "And declared to be the Son of God, with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead." It guarantees the deity of Jesus Christ. The resurrection guarantees the deity of Jesus Christ. If Jesus is not the Christ or the Anointed One, if He is not the Son of God, if He is not the Messiah, the Anointed One, if He is not the incarnate God, then His blood cannot cleanse us from sins. His sacrifice is of no redeeming value. We have followed a fraud, a good man, even a great man, a highly anointed prophet, but not the Son of God and our Savior. Ah, friend, but the resurrection has declared Him to be the Son of God with power. With power over death, with power over Satan, with power over circumstances, with power over angels and demons. Jesus has power to save because He is the Son of the living God. Amen. If his blood wasn't sinless, then it could not be the eternal sacrifice for our sins, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what the Bible said? There's none righteous. But it doesn't stop with that. It goes on to say, no, not one. Because everybody believes they know somebody that's good enough to go to heaven. It could be that you think you are today. But the Bible clearly says we don't understand the holiness of God or the holy demands of God if we think that way. None righteous. Most of us can agree with that, however. I certainly know that I'm not going to be able to walk on those golden streets because I am 100% perfectly sinless. But I am going to walk on those golden streets because His sinless blood has been accepted as a sacrifice for my sins. Oh, what a wonderful, powerful truth this is. Jesus is the Son of the living God. He was tempted as we are, yet without sin. So when His blood was offered upon that cross, it satisfied God's demand for a perfect sacrifice for sin. Praise God. Jesus is the Son of God. Let me read you some things today about the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus Christ separates Christianity from the other religious systems of the world. Buddhism, Confucianism, and many other religions are based on moral codes. Certainly these systems have benefited their believers in that respect, but their fault lies in their limitation. They have never mastered death and never will. Take the resurrection of Jesus Christ from Christianity and you have only another moral code, one higher than the others, but still just a way of life based largely on the precept, do unto others as you will have them do unto you. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and if Christ be not raised, then is our preaching in vain. Your faith is also in vain. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is our hope today. It's our assurance that we have a living Savior to help us live as we should now, and that when we die, in the end, we set forth on that last great journey. We shall not travel an uncharted course, but we will go on a planned voyage. Praise God. Life to death to eternal living. Praise God. Amen. Christianity, friend, in its very essence, is a resurrection religion. The concept of resurrection is at its very heart. If you remove it, Christianity is destroyed. That's why so many books, movies, so many things have come along to try to debunk the resurrection of Jesus. But the more that it seems, the more they try to deny the resurrection, the more people are coming to the conclusion that it happened. You know, a lot of people can believe that a good man by the name of Jesus Christ suffered and died on a cross. Martyrs have been martyred for great causes down through history. Let me make it very clear to you, the Christian faith is not based on a good man being martyred. The Christian faith is based literally on a God-man, the perfect man, being murdered at the cross, but not even the cross would have an effect if he did not raise on the third day. If he couldn't conquer death after 3 days dead, then there's no hope for any of us as Christian believers. There are even ministers that call themselves Christian ministers who literally do not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Clearly, they don't even understand the faith that they themselves claim to espouse. Without the resurrection, we cannot have our sins forgiven, and Jesus was not who He said He was. You know, that's what marks Christianity, separates it from every world religion. every world religion, without exception, has a dead leader. Someone who started that religion, founded it, wrote books, and gained great followings, but ultimately died and was buried and stayed dead. Listen to me. The Christian faith rises above every other world religion because our leader, Jesus Christ, was buried and after 3 days rose from the dead. Praise God. Thank God it's true. Thank God it's real. The Christ I met when I got saved was not the dead head of some religious system. He was raised. I met him when I came to know him as my Savior. Oh, did you see him? Didn't have to. It happened within. The old timers used to put it this way. It's better felt than telt. I can't tell you adequately with my words and my vocabulary, and I don't believe anyone can, what it really means to be saved. They wrote a song about it years ago and said, I met the Master. And I'm telling you, when you meet Jesus, see, you don't just go through some religious form. We've got to be cautioned about that. There's a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. The resurrection is all about the power that is offered to us through Jesus Christ and the privilege that we have because we can become the sons and daughters of Almighty God. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees his deity. Make no mistake about it, no mere man, good man, great man, died upon that cross. The Bible says, to wit, God was in Jesus Christ. God was in Jesus Christ, suffering for us, dying for us on that cross, reconciling the world unto himself. Praise God on that cross. The resurrection of Jesus not only guarantees the deity of Jesus Christ, it guarantees our justification. Romans 4, verse 25 says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Friend, the high court of heaven, the supreme judge of the universe, has declared us not guilty as a result of Christ's death and resurrection. Satan can no longer accuse us before God. Hallelujah. Now, listen, his forgiveness is based on the acceptance of that sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus proved that God accepted his sacrifice, that he was the Son of God, that his blood was sinless, and that it paid the price for our sins. The ransom has been paid, and we are redeemed. Praise God. The Bible said in the Old Testament, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And that's why Christians have a testimony today concerning our faith and our salvation and our great Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. Romans 8 in verse 34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again. Do you see that? It's not just his death. It has to be connected, married to, work in tandem with the resurrection. Listen, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is ever at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Friend, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ are essential to our redemption. We are free men and women today. We are no longer under the law nor condemned by it. We have been justified. That doesn't mean we don't obey the tenets of the law because they are righteous. It means that no one could keep it perfectly, nor can we today. But we can be cleansed and forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. Justified is a forensic term. It's for a courtroom. It's when the court has declared the accused not guilty. Praise God. And when the enemy, you know what the Bible calls Satan in the book of Revelation chapter 12? It says, now he's the accuser of our brethren cast down that accused them before God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even to the death, knowing that we were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold after the tradition of our fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ as of a lamb without blemish. The perfect sacrifice was offered, sinless blood, and we are forgiven because God accepted that sacrifice, judged our sin in His Son, and pronounced us not guilty. Guilty as we were. Isaiah 53:6 said, all we like sheep have gone astray, but God hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me read this from Acts 13:39. And by Him, that is Jesus, all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. All because He was raised for our justification. The Easter message tells us that our enemies, sin, the curse, and death are beaten. Ultimately, they can no longer defeat us. They still behave as though the game is not decided. The battle is not fought. We must still reckon with them. But the fundamental truth is, we cease to fear them anymore. The resurrection assures us of victory because it guarantees our justification. Hallelujah. Amen. The resurrection not only guarantees our justification, it guarantees the complete forgiveness of our sins. 1 Corinthians 15:17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, and ye are yet in your sins. There's no way out for the sinner without Jesus dying for us. Jesus didn't defeat death, then we are locked in to that absolute destiny, and nothing can change it. Death will win, but the resurrection of Jesus declares that sin can be forgiven. His blood was accepted as the atoning sacrifice. His blood sprinkled the mercy seat in heaven. The doors of grace swung wide open to all who would believe. The resurrection declares that His blood was accepted, that it was indeed sinless, therefore able to obtain forgiveness by satisfying God's holy requirement, a lamb without spot and without blemish. The resurrection proves that Jesus was the Lamb of God, our atoning sacrifice. Sing hallelujah. We used to sing that song, sing hallelujah, for God hath provided a lamb. Praise God. Let me read that scripture I quoted earlier in the text, 1 Peter 1:8-19. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. Our sins have been forgiven. All our sins, large and small, sins of omission, sins of commission, secret sins and public sins, all forgiven. Not because God looked the other way, but because our sin was judged in Christ. His blood, His death, His pain, His resurrection took them all away. The resurrection of Jesus not only guarantees our forgiveness, it therefore guarantees that the believer has a deathless hope, that a hope that death itself cannot conquer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, but now is Christ raised from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. As He rose from the dead and liveth forever, so will the bodies of believers be raised from the tomb. This is the unshakable confidence of the saints. You probably heard it many times in maybe watching a TV movie if you haven't been to many funerals, but the minister will say it at the interment, at the graveside service. We commit this person to the ground and their soul to God in the certain hope of the resurrection. Oh, I like that kind of preaching. And that's the only kind of preaching you'll get from God's book, the Bible. It won't be based on some kind of sheer speculation, some kind of vague allusion to the possibility that maybe somehow we might. No. It is in the certain hope of the resurrection. Because the resurrection of Jesus guarantees that those who put their faith in Him, repent of their sins, accept Him as their Savior, that death will not conquer us. You know what Jesus said just before He proved His power over death, before He raised Lazarus from the dead? He told Lazarus' sisters, "I am the resurrection, I am the life. Whosoever believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in Me, he shall never die." Praise God. Oh, it was one thing to have the power to raise someone else from the dead. But you see, it was different with Lazarus. He rose from the dead, but he died eventually. Jesus is the first one to ever raise from the dead, never to die again. The first fruits of them that slept. Praise God. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:54, death is swallowed up in victory. It happened on Easter morning. Death could not conquer Jesus Christ, and it therefore cannot conquer those who are in Christ. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the source of the Christian message, and it has given hope to the hopeless and comfort to all in deep sorrow. The Christian fellowship in all the world attest to the strength that is gotten from that faith which commends the souls of our beloved dead to the keeping of Jesus Christ. And so we lift up our hearts and we repeat the ancient creed so familiar to many of you. I believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Praise God. Amen. I can live forever with God. Trouble, illness, and death may come, but my real self, my soul, will go on living in another existence with Almighty God. That is one of the plain meanings of the resurrection. Resurrection also means reunion. Fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, friends, loved ones await us on the other side. And we're not going to ever be separated again. Praise God. That's what the resurrection of Jesus Christ is all about. It is the certain hope of sins forgiven. The certain hope of eternal life. Praise God. The certain hope of reunion. Maybe you've lost a loved one that had trusted Christ as their Savior. I'm telling you, it's not over. That person is not in that grave, and that grave will not hold their remains. You say, "Well, Pastor Venable, what happens over years when the body deteriorates? God doesn't need your body. He has the blueprint that from which your body was made. He has the schematic. He's able to, he can't create the universe and create life and not have the capability of bringing our old bodies back together and reassembling them at the last trump when Jesus descends from heaven." You know what the Bible says is going to happen when Jesus descends from heaven with a shout to return to this earth for His church? The Bible said the dead in Christ are going to rise. Praise God. And we which are living and remain are going to be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these very words. What a comfort it is to know that death, with all of its reality, all of its darkness, all of its heartache and heartbreak, will not ultimately win the battle. That life is going to triumph over death. Although right now in this fallen world, You know, a curse has come into this fallen world. When Adam sinned, death entered. Death was never supposed to be part of God's creation. Death was not God's idea. Death was not part of what He wanted to accomplish. This is the result of man's own sin and folly and fall. But God in His mercy, God in His love, God in His matchless grace sent His Son to be our Savior, that death would not ultimately conquer and win. Ah, friend of mine, that's why this is called the gospel of Jesus Christ, because gospel means good news, and good news is the greatest understatement, even though it is descriptive of the message itself. This is beyond good. This is beyond great. This is beyond astronomical. Hallelujah. As one person said, I think it was Elf, the movie Elf. He said, this is ginormous. Praise God. Amen. Friend of mine, this is ginormous, gigantic news. Praise God. This is the best news anyone could ever hear, that you're going to see your loved ones again. They trusted Christ. And if you trust Jesus, that the circle is not going to be broken, and that death is going to be conquered, and that when you come to your end, and I come to my end, it's not going to be the end of us. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered death. Oh, the bells ought to ring. The people ought to sing. There ought to be something mighty in the air on Resurrection Sunday. Oh, yes, we're going to put on good clothes because it's one of the highest holy days of Christianity. We're going to put on our suits, and many people are going to wear their Easter bonnets. Yeah, people are going to deck out, but it's not about being decked out. Some people, I know, just to prove a point, dressed down for Easter. Amen. I thought one Easter, although I wouldn't want to dishonor the holy day, but I thought just to prove a point, I'd wear some bib overalls and a flannel shirt and a pair of work boots and preach that morning. Let them know this is not about the Easter parade. Hallelujah. This is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is about who looks the prettiest, looks the best. This is about the resurrection. I believe people started dressing up, not out of vanity and pride. I think they started dressing up because this is a holy day in Christianity. This is a holy event. I'm going to perform a wedding here shortly, and you know something? I'm going to dress up because the occasion requires that I honor it in a particular way. Praise God. Amen. Well, this occasion, we're going to honor in a particular way. We're going to celebrate that death has been conquered, that sins can be forgiven, that God will accept us in His Son and take us to His heaven, and death won't stop His plan to give us this earth without death and without sin, and to give us eternal life. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ guarantees it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, friend of mine, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior today, then when death comes, it will not be the end of you either, because you will live somewhere forever and forever. God wants you to take part in the first resurrection so that you can live with Him in His heaven, the place He prepared. The plan that He has for you is to live in eternal joy and peace, reunited with your mama, your daddy, your children, your loved ones, whoever you've lost, your wife, your husband, your great friend. God is so gracious. God is so good to send us His only begotten Son that He might shed sinless blood for you and me upon that old rugged cross, so that we could come to Him just as we are, confess our sins, repent of them, receive Him as our Savior, and look forward to everlasting life. Would you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus?